best music.
UK Bomb.
Welcome to another episode of Andy Scott the Vandal on UK Radio. Little competition coming up later, so stay tuned. That's change and change of heart. Welcome along to the Andy Scott the Vandal programme. I'll try not to wreck anything today. Little competition coming up for you. Now, what we wanted to do, we wanted to phone Dudley, 212-562, and tell us where you are. And the person who is phones up and is the furthest away will win some glorious singles, won't they? Five wonderful singles that nobody can ever use, but never mind, we won't go into that. Okay, so get dialing now. You never know your luck, you might win something that you like.
Reaction.
The more I see, the more I do. Something like a phenomenon. Baby, tell your body to come along. Ride, white line highway, tell all your friends they can go my way, pay your toll, sell your soul, pound for pound, cost more than gold, the longer you stay, the more you pay, my white lines go a long way, either up your nose or through your vein, with nothing to gain except killing your brain. Driven snow
connected to my mind,
and now I'm having fun, baby.
High
rise. It's getting kind of low,
'cause it makes you feel so nice.
I need some one-on-one, baby.
Don't let it blow your mind away,
baby.
Go to your little highway, 'cause white lines blow away.
A million magic crystals painted pure and white. A multi-million dollars, almost overnight. Twice as sweet as sugar, twice as bitter as salt. And if you get hooked, baby, it's nobody else's fault, so don't do it.
Free.
Get higher, baby. Get higher, baby. And don't ever come down.
Free base. Don't you get too high.
Don't you get too high, baby.
Turns you on.
You really turn me on and on.
'Cause you gotta come down.
My temperature is rising.
When the thrill is gone.
No, I don't want you to go. A street kid gets arrested. Gonna do some time. He got out 3 years from now just to commit more crime. A businessman is caught with 24 kilos. He's out on bail and out of jail, and that's the way it goes.
Cane, sugar, cane.
Athletes rejected, governors corrected. Gangsters, thugs, and smugglers are thoroughly respected. The money gets divided, the women get excited. Now I'm broke and it's no joke. It's hard as hell to fight it. Don't buy it.
Free. Rock. Free. Rock. Free. Rock. Free. Rock.
That's Grandmaster and Millie Mill. And White Lines, Don't Do It. Okay, Shuko Radio 103.5 and also, I think, 94.2 as well. Yes, yes, 94.2 as well. Wonderful. So, the number again to ring, Dudley, 212-562 for anything like request, dedication, and, well, for 2 weeks or 3 weeks' time, whenever we decide to pop up again, if you like. And also, we want to know how far away you are, so that if you are the furthest away at the end of the day, then you will receive some glorious records. Okay, coming up later, we got the two in a row from Frankie Goes to Hollywood. They're two big hit records. They're about to be number ones, and I reckon that there'll be a dual number one as well. The first ever in history, the first ever dual number one by the same band, and also, of course, the first ever double number one, a record that's been number one once and not gone out the charts and then gone back up again. Well, that's coming up later on. A few oldies as well, and some bits of information about UK radio. And the address. The address is PR Box 143 in Wolverhampton. PR Box 143, Wolverhampton. Stick UK Radio at the top so you know who it's going to. And address it to either me, Andy Scott, or anybody. Or just everybody at the station, okay? And of course, don't forget the standard envelope if you want to reply. Thank you very much. Carry on now with the Pointer Sisters. their brand new record, and Jump for My Love. The Pointer Sisters and Jump For My Love for Mr. I-Man, who rung in from Finchfield the last time we were on the air. Thanks very much for that little report and for your support there. Very nice. And so we had a very strong signal in Finchfield. Great stuff. This is what we like to hear. Okay. That's the Pointer Sisters and Jump For My Love, as I say, rocketing up the charts. That'll be right in the top five this week, I think. The only thing stopping it, I reckon, will be either Nick Kershaw. If Frankie Goes to Hollywood get knocked off the top, it'll probably be by Nick Kershaw. And he'll be the one that'll spoil the double number one dream, which I've been predicting for the last few weeks. Oh, I needn't hide that at all, because if it happens, then I get all the publicity, don't I? I get credit. Yes, all the credit for predicting that. And if it goes totally down the drain, of course, then I owe somebody a couple of quid. Never mind, these things are worth all the trouble. Another one rocketing up the charts is this one, Love Resurrection, by formerly half of Yazoo, Alf, or Alison Moyet, as she's now preferred to be known. Good in this. First solo effort from Alison Moyet since the Yazoo split up. And it's not a bad one, is it? No! I hear you cry. That's Love Resurrection on CBS Records. Wonderful, wonderful. Andy Scott, the Vandals programme. I haven't broken anything yet, but there's another how many minutes to go? Now how many minutes to go? Somebody's stolen the watch, haven't they? Yes. I normally have a watch stuck around on the console to see what time it is and everything, but somebody's nicked it, so I don't know what the time is. I have no idea at all. Dudley 212562 if you want to enter our competition to see who is the furthest away. Okay, and five singles to the lucky winner, or unlucky, depending on how you view it. Right, the two in a row spot now. Frankie Goes to Hollywood. I needn't say any more than that. Okay? Enjoy it. Kicking off with Relax, and followed very closely indeed, or as closely as I can possibly get, by their current number one hit, Two Tribes.
Yeah. Let's go with music.
Air attack warning sounds like. This is the sound.
When you hear the air attack warning, you and your family must take cover.
Frank Goes to Hollywood, two in a row. First one was, of course, Relax, and the second one was a completely different version of Two Tribes. That is the picture disc version, and it wasn't a particularly good copy, as you could probably tell by the crackles, pops, and the diving about that the Starlers were doing. It's not my fault this time. No. Blame whoever makes the records. Right, a bit of news now. In response to the need for cheap community events revealed by Ford Houses and Oxley Community Association's recent survey, it has been decided to organise a programme of events on the first Friday in each month for a trial period. The first of these are two community dances. The first of these are two community dances, which will be held on Friday the 6th of July and Friday the 7th of September. They'll run from 7:30 to 11:30 p.m. and will be held in the community centre. I take it that's Ford Houses Community Centre. Or Oxley Community, doesn't exactly say, doesn't it? It's so small. Anyway, never mind, carry on. The cost is only 75 pence, and this includes light refreshments, and there will also be a licensed bar. Ah, interesting. For further details, ring Wolverhampton 787-540. Okay, that's for details on the cheap community dances. 75 pence on Friday the 6th of July and Friday the 7th of September from 7:30 till 11:30 at the community centre in Ford Houses, I think. Ford Houses and Oxley, yes. Well, it's the Ford Houses and Oxley Community Centre, okay? 787-540 for more details. A bit more news coming up later, but first, some music. It's Nick Haywood and Love All Day. Our number to ring, 212562 in Dudley. That's for the competition, for requests and dedications in a few weeks' time, and anything else you want to say. If you would like to write praising UK radio to the skies, send the standard envelope to PR Box 143 in Wolverhampton. I think they ought to make better records these days. I mean, they should have the technology to make records that don't jump. I mean, let's face it. That's Nick Haywood and Love All Day in the edited version. Okay, and some more local news. A sponsored organ play for Compton Hall is taking place at the Lee Road United Reformed Church, Penfields, on Saturday the 30th of June. Okay, Mr. Fred Wiltshire, not from Wiltshire, of Goldthorn Hill, Wolverhampton, intends to play the organ for 10 hours, starting at 8:30 in the morning. He says, "The idea is for people to sponsor me so much for each hour I play. If people drop in during the day, they can also buy refreshments." Sorry about this. I'm very sarcastic, you see, and I tend to pick out little mistakes. Anyway, okay. Also during the day, there will be a knitting. I wonder who it is. There'll be a knitting for Oxfam. The idea of this is to produce squares which will be made up into blankets for Oxfam. Any donations of double knitting wool will be very welcome during the day. Okay, that's at the United Reformed Church, Penfields, on Saturday the 30th of June, beginning at 8:30 a.m. A sponsored organ play. Okay, that's the place to be, you know.
UK Radio. Paul Johnson.
No, it's not Paul Johnson, it's me, Andy Scott, all right? I just picked the wrong jingle, that's all. Oh, dear. First the records, now the jingles. Here's a Bronski beat. I'll probably spill the UK radio tea down me next. Don't forget Dudley 212562 if you think you're further away from us than anybody else, stand a chance of winning yourself a nice prize. 5 singles. So give us a ring. Well, even if you want a request for a few weeks' time, give us a ring anyway. What if you just want somebody to talk to? We're always there. That's Bronski Beat and Small Town Boy. I think that's on its way down this week. I'm not entirely sure about that. It's the Andy Scott spot. I played that jingle for Paul Johnson because he's not going to be broadcasting today. Or so he said. He might decide to pop in a bit later and say hello. Okay, well, that record seemed to behave itself a little better than the last one did, and this one, the next one, does the same. First of all, some information about the station. UK Radio is a free station, a free broadcasting station, which means we don't belong to the IBA or the BBC. We're a free broadcasting, we're sort of, We do it for the fun of it, really. We don't do it for the money because there's none to be made in this sort of business. We don't advertise anything, although we'd like to. If there are any advertisers out there, okay, get in touch with us on Dudley212562 if you want some little advertising spots on UK radio at all. Okay, there you go. That's that little bit done. And the address to write to, UK Radio, PO Box 143, Wolverhampton. That's UK Radio, PO Box 143 in Wolverhampton. Okay, drop us a line. If you wonder why we never read any letters out, it's because we don't get any. You see, this is the thing. We don't get any letters. We've had plenty of phone calls, but we don't get any letters. So come on, let's see it all writing. I'm sure you can afford 16p for the postage stamp. Plus, of course, 16p to stick on the Stamped Nest envelope, which you need for us to reply to you. It doesn't cost us anything, you see, okay? Because we're all doing it out of our own pockets. Right, we're going to continue with the music now. Oh, also, by the way, I've been reminded, again, by myself, to tell you about the competition. If you think that you are further away from anybody else listening to us at the moment on 103.5 or 94.2, give us a ring on Dudley 212562. Dudley 212562, and you could win yourself 5 singles. I can't say further than that, can I, really? Great record, this. I love it. I played my cup until the Starless came through the other side. So, on to another one. It's Nick Kershaw. His re-released first single, and he won't let the sun go down on him and his Scott. That's Nick Kershaw, the man who's making it fashionable to be short. And he won't let the sun go down on him. Tony Scott, the vandal. I haven't wrecked anything yet. Still, as always, time. Sorry for leave from Paul Johnson. Hey, you, come over here a minute.
Yeah, awesome.
Seeing as you're not doing the programme, there it is. Have a go.
Hello. Hello, listeners. How are you? All right? Great. How are you, Andy? All right?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm great. I am.
And me, yeah. Super. Absolutely.
So that's it. We've discovered now that we're all great.
That's right, yeah.
And, yeah, that's about it.
And I'm drinking a cup of tea at the moment.
Yes.
As you can probably tell. That is absolutely beautiful. I'll tell you something, Andy. It makes a change to get a decent cup of tea out of the UK radio tea machine. Oh. This is definitely one to mark up on the calendar, this. The day I received a drinkable cup of tea from the UK tea machine. definitely yes. one for
well,
the books.
It is the first of the month. I mean, it always behaves on the first of the month.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Well, the thing is, we've had the maintenance men round, and they've just serviced the machine, so that could have something to do with it as well, because usually what happens, you see, is it gets clogged up with old sort of drinks, and basically you get sort of a mixture, don't you? You sort of get a diabolical yeah. tasting mixture, and I think it comprises of tea, coffee, chocolate, soup, Bovril,
an orange squash,
lemonade, and limeade,
and the occasional bitter toast. I don't know where the bitter toast come from.
And also Coca-Cola.
Probably croutons or something.
What's that? Where'd you get the toast from?
I don't know. I thought these croutons out the soup or something. I don't know.
Oh, it's probably off. Yeah, it's probably. That's what I was thinking. Yeah, probably off the soup. Yeah, that's probably what it is.
Mind you, knowing that machine, it'd probably be croutons out the tea.
But they're all dried up, aren't they? That's the thing. They're, where they've sort of been left, sort of in the tubes.
It's either that or it's centuries old sugar. I don't know.
I'll tell you something, we were thinking of marketing the UK radio tea machine, using it for etchant, to etch out circuit boards, because it's that acidic, believe me, rots your stomach, doesn't it?
Yeah, it rots your teeth as well. I've gone through two sets of dentures working at this station, I tell you.
Bleach has got nothing on this stuff.
No. Well, bleach has got nothing on this one either. It's well, I don't know whether she has got bleach on or not, I don't know. Plus Alaska next time I see her. The follow-up to Girls Just Wanna Have Fun, I think it's the follow-up, unless it's the follow-up to the follow-up which didn't do very well. It's Cyndi Lauper, and Time After Time.
You
Broadcasting from secret transmitters located somewhere in the Wolverhampton area, this is UK Radio.
A drunken hour, but heaven knows I'm miserable now. I was looking for a job and then I found a job, and heaven knows I'm miserable now. In my life, why do I give valuable time to people who don't care if I
That's the Smiths on UK Radio. Heaven knows I'm miserable now. Going back to what I said earlier about us being a free broadcasting station, no toys. We do it for one person. That's the listener. That's you sitting there. We don't do it for the fun of it, you know. Honest. What we're going to do now is we're going to go backwards in time a little bit.
Memories are made of hits.
Back in time to 1975 with Mr. Barry White, the big man himself, and let the music play.
She's at home.
Yeah, whoops. Oh well, it was nearly a slinky link that was.
Let the music play. I just wanna dance the night away. Here, right here, where I'm gonna stay. Oh. I've got to hide.
just want to dance the night away. Yeah, right here, where I'm gonna stay. Oh.
So I can see Tina Turner, and Nutbush City Limits, a song written by Tina Turner, all by herself. Back in time to 1973 there. Before that you heard Barry White and Let the Music Play from 1975, plus a jingle which shouldn't have been there, but these things do happen. Okay, you have been listening to the Vandals programme. I haven't actually damaged anything today, and this is my last record, so it looks like I'm going to escape without damaging anything today, which is really good news for me, okay? Because it would be my turn to pay. Okay then, I've enjoyed your company. I hope you've enjoyed mine for the last hour. Coming up after me, is there anybody coming up after me?
Yes. Someone else coming up after
somebody
you.
Else. You've got somebody else coming there. Paul K of Reeking City Radio, of course. Paul K will be with you, as he likes to put it, at the top of the hour. But I don't like being up there. It's a bit windy. We finished today with the Human League. We'll be back on in a few weeks' time. Don't worry about that. So stay stuck by your radios on this frequency. 212562 if you'd like to enter that competition. PO Box 143, Wolverhampton, if you'd just like to drop us a line with a standard dust envelope. C'est vous plaît. If you please, that's if you're not French, okay? Right, we're going to finish with the Human League. They're sort of, I think it's their brand new single. The LP version of Life on Your Own. Okay, and so we hope to be on the air again next time with 90 Watts. So stand by your sets and wait for that one. Should be a bit of a laugh. Bye.